Hey everybody, welcome to your gold podcast for today. As I take a look at whereabouts you are in the curriculum, you're very shortly going to start to get into the five principles of Kyusho Jitsu within about 5 days, I think, something like that. Excuse me. The five principles are the first five building blocks of becoming very effective with Kyusho. There are a total of 15 principles all the way up to grandmaster levels, plus one more principle. And I refer to it as a plus one more principle rather than calling it 16 because it's the most critical of all of them. Especially once you have a really deep understanding of the first 15. Now the first principle that you guys are going to deal with in the first five, and then later date, you will go on to the second five, and then later after that, you'll go on to the third five. But the first principle is attack along the meridian. That seems relatively self-explanatory, but it really isn't. Attack along the meridian is a very, very in-depth principle that does take a little bit of understanding to get to. But you're going to get some pretty good video on that coming up. The second one is attack using the cycle of destruction. Sometimes I do two and three in different orders, but for the moment we'll use the second one as attack using the cycle of destruction. We have spent some time in the cycle of destruction, and it's not the first principle for a reason. It's actually I believe it is actually the third principle under normal conditions, but we'll put it in the first second for right now. And of course, the cycle of destruction is fire melts metal, metal chops wood, wood penetrates earth, earth dams water, and water quenches fire. The cycle of destruction is very complex, and as you are becoming aware of, and there are also little subcategories in there because fire will burn wood too, right? The third is the principle of attack using yin and yang. Of the first five, this is the most complex one. It's complex because people don't understand at all what is meant by yin and yang. They think of it as opposites, right? Because they're sort of taught that. But if you actually look at the yin-yang symbol, it's not opposites, it's a whole, right? It's all one. Our world is, as the Buddhists say, dualistic, right? Because it appears to be a world of opposites. But there is no truly anything that is truly unique, missing other things in it. An example, both men and women have all many, many things in common that they share amongst them, including dormant sex organs, right? So attack using yin and yang is learning to look at things as a whole rather than as separate. But again, that takes some time and some explanation and quite a bit of work to understand. Next is attack using correct body mechanics, right? That principle is also can be a little bit challenging, but it also depends a little bit on the martial art that you are studying. People who are studying Aikido, attack using correct body mechanics requires quite a bit more work than it does for my root art of Hapkido, a little bit more understanding, because Aikido has some very unique stances and movements in it, based that everything in it is based on circular motion. So it can take a little bit of work to see exactly where the mechanic is within that motion that we are referring to get the most effect. And the final of the first five principles is attack using tempo or rhythm. Right. And that one I would tend to say is the fairly simplest of all of the 16 to actually get. There was a thing out many, many years ago in Black Belt Magazine. I don't know if it's still in there. It was an ad because I stopped reading Black Belt Magazine 20 years ago. But it was an ad for a guy who was selling a videotape series, video cassette series about how you could hit like 27 times in a second or something like that. And I know the man who wrote the ad copy for that, and according to him, the guy could actually hit a little bit faster than that. But with the tremendous speed that offers, the body has not been given a chance to react to the strikes. And at that speed, the strikes are not going to do the same damage as slower strikes would do, or slower timed strikes would do, because body can only move so fast. Now, I have a friend in the arts who has studied speed hitting, and to watch him move is fantastic, right? But it would be difficult to relate that to using correct tempo, because there is no tempo to that. It is just bang, 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 bang. It's like a machine gun going off, right? And working that kind of speed and hitting pressure points is not going to have the effect of which you were hoping for. You actually need a tempo to it, whether it be a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, things like that, right? Anyways, that's it for today's segment. Today's what the devil is called? Wow, I'm having an odd day. Podcast, that's the word I'm looking for. Podcast. I'm so used to doing vidcasts, and I don't do that. I haven't done that many podcasts yet. I get kind of lost in there. That's it for today's podcast. In the next one, we will break down each of the principles with a little bit more information. You guys have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Ciao.